Shabbos Daf Kuf Kuf Beis. We're starting 9 lines from the top of the Amid by the Mishnah. Nachri Shidduk Sanah Mishtamish Lo Eul Yisrael. If a guy lit up a candle or a lamp and he did it for himself, then a Yisrael could use that or could use the light of that candle, and there's no problem of a guy doing a malacha for you, and there's no problem of a avara. But Mishvil Yisrael, if he did it for the Yisrael himself and not for himself, then also it would be also that would be a problem because it's an issa ben milakum. So the Chacham also said there's an issa even to be mishtamish and to use any malacha of a guy. It was part of the same original gzera, and therefore there's no problem of gzera l'gzera. And another case, midla mayim lahashkoyz behamtoy. If you filled up a guy filled up a water into a trough for his own behemoth to use on Shabbos, now there's an Issa Vaitzah because it's taken from the bar, which is Rishus Rabbim, which is 10 Tvachim deep, and therefore it's Rishus Yachin. And now you take it from Rishus Yachin and you move it to Rishus Rabbim, that would be a problem Vaitzah. However, that would be Mutter because he did it for his own behemoth, and then Mashgach of Yisrael. Then the Yid could use it after the guy lets his behemoth drink from it, then the Yid could let his own behemoth drink from it. However, in Bishvil Yisrael, if he did it specifically for the Yisrael, then it would be also to use that because you're using Meleches Ha'akum. Now, also not if a guy makes a plank, he disbaina, and he builds a plank on Shabbos to come off of a ship from, then a Jew could come after him because then it shows that he did it for himself and it happens to be the Jew now is using it. But if he did it specifically for Israel, then it would be also, like we said, the same idea of Exera because of Amir Akum. So Maisav Rabbi Gamliel was a king. There was a story of Gamliel and his king. They came with a Svina and they docked on Erev Shabbos, but they didn't get off the ship, or they came on Shabbos and they were within the Tchum prior to Shabbos, and therefore there would be no problem with them cutting off the Svina at this point. And the guy that was in the boat with Rabbi Gamliel and his kingdom, part of them made a plank or a ramp to come off of the ship. And then after the Goyim left the ship, Rav Gamliel Zakenim used that same plank and came off the ship on Shabbos. Now, Taisus and Dima Maskel Vim Bishvil Yisrael also points out two important points that are relevant to Amir L'Akum. First of all, that if this Akum does this malacha for a specific Jew, for Reuven, for example, then it would still be also for all Yidden, even if Shimon would come and want to use light, since this is Issa D'Raisa, and now that the guy did a Amir L'Akum Dikud idea, which is only Rabbanon, but we say that it's also for everyone. Now, if the malacha that the guy did is a malacha Rabbanon, then if he did it for one specific Jew, for example, for Reuven, then Shimon could actually be mutter to use that item afterwards. In addition, another thing he points out, that we know that a Jew that cooks on Shabbos, b'shogeg, is allowed to eat it. And here, we say that you're not allowed to use the malacha of a guy. What should be the difference? The Gemara answers, hasam le'chashinon, isharis le'lechol, dilma asal v'shulah b'mezid. Over there, we're not choshed, maybe the Jew, because he's eating on something that he did b'shogeg, he's going to come to be mevashal b'mezid. There's an issa of skila, v'chamer la, al b'nachri ha'isa l'tzarech Yisrael, since a guy is doing it for a Jew, isharis le'if, we're going to say you're allowed to eat it, or you're allowed to use that hana. You might come and actually tell a guy to do it for himself and be over on the Issa of Amir L'Akum, and that's why we made it Zeri here, more than the case of Mvashal B'Shabbos B'Shoyging. In addition, also he says, the only time we said it's also is only when he's going to give to drink to his behemoth, because he couldn't take the behemoth into the bar, which is Rishus Yochid. A behemoth can't go into the bar. If he wanted to lower himself into the bar and drink from this water, he would have been able to, and therefore the fact that the guy brought it outside for him, that wouldn't be a problem, even though there's a problem of a guy doing a malacha for you. We have a Gemara in a moment that says that if a guy collects grass for you, why is it us over there, that you could take your behemoth and place it over there and let the behemoth graze on the grass while it's attached to the ground. Therefore, the guy didn't really do anything, almost similar to our case where you could have gone to the bar and drink it over there. It's talking to Hasim Naimi Ayur, betray Avid Nara, Shalahi Yachal Havi Behemoth Lisham. What happened was the guy actually took the grass and moved it from the location, which was across a nar, or a place where the behemoth couldn't get to, and brought it to the behemoth, and that's why over there it would be also. But in Chanami, if the behemoth would have been able to anyway eat the grass, then Tosfos says that it wouldn't have been also. The Gemara continues, B'tzricha, we have three cases of our Mishnah. The first case was by the nar, the second case was by Mayim, and the third case was by the ship. L'chayr, why do you need all of them? And the Gemara responds, by nar, we say it's mutter if the guy did it for himself. Like Rashi says, he didn't add anything or increase his malacha because of the Jew. Maybe you have a havamina. By the case of the water, you should be geizer dilma asla fusha b'shvil Yisrael, and we shouldn't let the Jew drink even if he only did it for himself, because maybe the guy actually added malacha and increased the intensity of the malacha by adding more water because of the Yisrael. So the Gemara says, therefore, kamashbol, we're not geizer the kevish lamali. Why do we have to say the case of the kevish of the ramp or a plank to the ship? It's l'chayr exactly like the first case with nela echa nela meya, because once you make a kevish, it can work for as many people as you want. The Gemara answers, Meister Gamliel is a kingdom kamashbol. It's just telling us the story of Gamliel and Zakenim that they actually did this way, and it was a Maisa Rav is always adiv. The Gemara continues, Tanar Rabbanan, Nachri Shalik Lassavim, if the guy goes and collects grasses that was originally attached to the ground on Friday night and on Shabbos, and he grabs it off the ground, and now it's detached from the ground, Michael Achav Yisrael, a Yisrael could have his behemoth eat from that fodder afterwards. But Yisrael, if he did it specifically for Yisrael's animal, then it's also, it would be also to have meat it. In addition, also, that's similar to the case in our Mishnah. The Gemara says, that's only talking when you don't know the Jew. When the guy didn't know the Jew at all, then it would be on to Makiroi. But if you knew who the Jew was, even if you didn't say, I'm doing it specifically for you, it would still be also in that case. And Rashi says, to have me right now is, because if he's doing it, it must be that he's doing it for the Yid because he's Makiroi. The Gemara asks, how can you say that you're allowed to give the extra grass to a Jew when you didn't do it specifically for a Jew, but there's a problem of muks over here? Because a person is allowed to have his animal eat from grass that's attached to the ground on Shabbos, even though generally there's a din that you have a din of shvisa behema on an animal, and therefore there's a problem of toilish over here, but there's a dispensation for that because it says in the pasuk, Lemanya Nuach Taisus points out, and there wouldn't be a problem of shvisa behema in this case because it would be a tzar for the animal. That's not an oinik Shabbos for the animal. However, you now place your animal benegeya next to muksa on Shabbos. So something, for example, grass that used to be attached to the ground, now it was ripped off on Shabbos, that's muksa. It was something that wasn't set aside before Shabbos, and that would be us to place your behemoth in front of it because we're worried that maybe you'll go and pick up the muksa and feed it, be a dying to the animal, and you're not allowed to touch muksa. So here, l'chayr, you see that there's a little muksa by the case of the guy. Also, why don't we say that you can't feed it to the animal of the Jew because of the problem muksa? My answer is the kind of bapa. It's true that the Jew was there, and you might think that there would be a problem. However, it was only standing in front of it in order to guide it towards the grass, but it wasn't actually near the grass, and therefore there was no problem that maybe he'll come and give it to him and be over on muksa. And the behema actually goes by itself and eats it by itself. The Gemara continues, Arma, we learned, also going back to the din that we just said, that we said that the only time that it's mutter is only when the guy didn't know him, and not only didn't he know him, he also didn't do it for his purpose. Also, but we said, if he knew the Jew, even if he didn't say, I'm doing it specific for you, it would be also. Rav Gamliel was on the same ship as these guys, and therefore they for sure knew him. And when they built the plank, they also were doing it for his Hano as well, and that should be also. Abaya says it's talking that Rav Gamliel wasn't there. He was in a different place. They didn't actually see him, and therefore when they did the malach, it was specifically 100% for themselves, and that's why it would be mutter for Rav Gamliel. Rava says, no. I feel the table fun of. We could even say it was talking that he was in front of him, but now Le'echad Nalameya, that once they built it, that doesn't take any more strength or any more tircha, and therefore it was mutter to use, and there's no din of makiroi in such a case where it's nelameya. Meaning, we only said the case of that there's a din of makiroi, for example, by Nachri Shalik Lesavim. So when he's adding, increasing his effort because of the Jew, or that there's makiroi, then we said it's also the same thing by Mayim. That would be also because you don't have the concept of nelameya, but when you have nelameya, we don't have a din of makiroi. The bottom Tesis points out that Abaye also agrees to Rabbi's Yisoy that generally we say Nel Ech Nel Meh, it wouldn't be a problem of Makira in such a case. However, Abaye felt over here, since it was in the ship and Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, therefore the Ikka Hayanasa Letzerich Rabbi Gamliel Shari Nasi Vesav Rosh Besvina, so it had to be a specific scenario where it wasn't in front of them, therefore they weren't doing it for him at all. The Gemara continues, Meisve, a question on Rabbi. Rabbi just said that we say a concept of Nel Ech Nel Meh, and that's what Pshat was by Rabbi Gamliel. But we have a Brice that adds a few words, and Amalehen Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel actually said to this Kainim, Hoyle Vishalay Befneinu Aso, since this guy did it and we weren't around, therefore Nerabai, therefore we could walk in it. So you see from here, he didn't say we were in front of him in Nel Ech Nel Meh, he said specifically we were Shalay Befneinu, which seems against Rabbi and like Abaya. The Gemara answers, Ema Hoyle Vaso, Nerabai, Enechrami, he didn't mean because we were Shalay Befneinu, but since he already did it, therefore Nel Ech Nel Meh, and therefore we could use it. Tashma, we learned to the Brice, Ershi Yisrael Venachem Darim B'Teicha, if there's a city that Jews and Goyim are living together, and it was a usable Merchatz that was working on Shabbos, and Goyim used to go to the Merchatz on Shabbos, Imrod Nachum, if there were mostly Goyim in the town, and therefore when it gets close to the end of Shabbos, they were still heating up the bathhouse for the Goyim and for the Jews that will come eventually after much Shabbos, Mutalichitz Bamiyad, then a Jew could come and be Reichitz in this water right after Shabbos. But in Rav Yisrael, if most of the people in the town were Yidden, then you have to wait until B'chdei Shiyasu, until they could heat up that amount of water on Matzah Shabbos, and then the Jews could go to the bathhouse. So the question is, L'chayra over there, it was Shalei B'fanav, and now L'echa Nelameya, and it's a Kashal Fi Abaye and Fi Rava. Now you see, since it's Makira, since they knew that the Jews are going to come, and they were doing it specifically for the Jews, or at least partially for the Jews, then that's going to be also to use only B'chdei Shiyasu. The Gemara answers, Haskim M'chami, Adai T'Rub M'chami, Ein Echrami. Over there, it's very different. Over there, even Shalei B'fanenu, and even though Nel Ech Nelameya, since they're doing it for the Rav, therefore the main svar is for the Rav, that would be also in that case. The only time we said the concept of Shalei B'fanenu or Nel Ech Nelameya, if they're doing it for themselves specifically, or if mostly for themselves, then we allow to go with that svar. Tashma, another raya, Ner Hadol B'Masiba. If you have a candle or a flame that was lit up at a party where there's a lot of people there, in Rav Nachum Mutal Ishtamish L'Ira, if most of the people there are Goyim, then the Jew could use the R. In Rav Yisrael, however, if they're Rav Yisrael, then also it's also to use it. Mechza Mechza, even if it's 50% Goyim and 50% Jews, then it's still going to be also. So L'Chayr, it's a question on Rav. L'Fi Abaye can make sense because it's Makirai and because Bifanov, so therefore it would be also. L'Fi Rav that says that the Pshat is because Nelech Nelameya, L'Chayr here, you say Nel Ech Nel Meh, it should be Mutter for Yisrael. If it's Rav Yisrael or if it's Mechza Mechza, why do we say it's Asa? And the Gemara answers, Hasum Nami Kim Midlki, and we turn to Kukhov Beis on the Beis, Adai to the Ruba Midlki, they're doing it Al Das to Rav, meaning when a guy does it, he's doing it specifically for whoever the greater group is. So if the Yisrael is greater group, he's doing it specifically for the Jew, and therefore you don't see the cloud Nel Ech Nel Meh, and like Rashi says, Hilkach Yisrael Ika. Now, by Mechza Mechza, L'Chayr, it's 50-50, why don't you say that the guy is doing it for the 50% of the goyim and it should be mutter. Rashi says, "Nam lekel makeem a lot of milsa." We don't know exactly what his kavanah is. Deiklamei meikadai to the madlik is bishvil Yisrael. Deiklamei meikadai to the madlik bishvil nachri, and therefore we say it's also avol nachri Yisrael. If there was one Jew and one goy, the madlik atzma mishdamish loyer, and the person who's actually using light is the goy himself. Vada ikadai to day of it for sure over there. He's doing it for himself. V'kim lechem nalamei ashari. In that case, it would be mutter. Now Shmuel ikla. Bay Oven, Turin, Shmuel went to the house of Oven from the city of Turin. Also, who Nachrin, it was a guy that came, Adlik Shraga, and it lit up a fire for the entire room. Adrinal Shmuel Ape, Shmuel didn't want to have enough from the fire and from the light, and therefore he turned around. But Kivin the Chaz of the Aishish Shtav Kakari, since he saw that the guy brought a star and was reading from it, therefore he realized, oh my, Adait Nafshehu the Adlik, he was lighting it, the guy was lighting it for his own Hadna, Adrinal Eel Ape, Gabi Shraga, and therefore he turned himself back and he faced the lamp in order to have enough from it, like we said. The Mishnah now will continue with the new parak that's going to be talking about muksa. We already learned earlier in the Masechta about muksa and machmas gufa. For example, something that's intrinsically muksa, you have a stone or a stick which has no use, and now we're going to be talking about a kli, which is actually a kli that's going to be muksa because it's either shemalachta le'issa or it's muksa machmas chisar and kiss. Just to define that, a kli shemalachta le'issa is something which is an item that is generally used in order to do something which is also to do on Shabbos. A kli shemalachta le'heta is something which is used generally to do a malacha of heta, and a thing that's muksa machmas chesaronkis, it's something that you generally wouldn't touch or wouldn't move because it's expensive, with something that you don't want it to get ruined, and therefore it's something you use specifically for an item that potentially would be also to use on Shabbos. Zok the Mishnah called Kael Mitoam b'Shabbos v'dalsei seimim manet afal pivishin spaku shein doim l'dlasa bayis l'fishenim minamuchan. All types of kalim, like Rashi says, it doesn't mean all kalim, but it means any keli that has a door in it, kagoyin shido tevu migdol, which is a carriage or a trunk or some sort of a small closet, which are all movable, and these things are not muksa because it's generally used for storage, which is a kli shem lachter leheta. So therefore, Rashi says that it's nitolim b'Shabbos, they can be moved on Shabbos, and even their doors or their covers, which are tufel to that kli, are also able to be moved, even if they're not attached at that point to the actual kli. For example, if it fell off the hinges. Now, however, the door of a house that fell off a hinge, then that would be also to use on Shabbos. That would not be considered muchan because it's not a kli, and therefore it would be considered muksa. The Mishnah continues, Neitlad Kornes Lefatzea Bayesagayza. A person could take a hammer and he could break open nuts with it, or Kadam Lachdu Bayesadvela, or he could take an axe or a hatchet to cut open a dvela, which was a cake of pressed dried figs, which was very hard, and therefore you need a hatchet to cut it open. Magira Logabas Agvino, you take a saw to slice cheese with it. Magrateful Ligurpas Agregus, or you could take a shovel to now scoop up the dried figs which were on the bottom of the barrel. As a rochas, as a malgez, or some say as a mazleg, losses love lekotin. That you could take a shovel, which was used for winnowing, or a pitchfork, which was a large fork that was also used for the sada, and you could put food on it for a child and reach over to another area in order to pass him a piece of food. As a kush, as a kaka, or you could take a spindle or some sort of a reed, which was a very almost like a pin or a toothpick, to put on fruits with it and serve fruits with it, like you're taking like rashes to use for toothpicks. For strawberries. So I use a small needle to take a splinter out with it on Shabbos. So if it's a thicker needle, which was used for sacks, which were coarser materials, then you're allowed to use it to open a door with it. For example, if you get locked out of the door and you don't have the key, Rashi said, then you're allowed to use this for your key to open the lock. Taisus changes the gears of our Mishnah and says, call Kalim instead of Nitolim, that they can be moved. Not all Kalim can be moved, almost like Rashi was bothered. And he changes instead of call Kalim Nitolim, but call Kalim HaNitolim B'Shabbos, that's the same amount. The ones that can be moved, then you can move the doors as well. Zakta Gemara. The Mishnah said, call Kalim Nitolim V'afal Pidush Yisbaku. It doesn't say when the door came off of the hinges of the Kli. So B'Shabbos, we say that it came off on Shabbos. V'loim B'Bay B'Chol. And of course, the same didn't apply if the door already came off during the weekday. Frakta Gemara, Adrabo, B'Shabbos Muchan Al Gavi Avien. On Shabbos, if it came off, so then it was already Muchan because at the point of Ben Hashmash, it's still part of the Kli, and therefore the Ik and Tuf were actually attached to each other. Now that it came off, it doesn't cause it to become Muksa. However, B'Chol, A Muchan Al Gavi Avien, because at the point of Ben Hashmash, it became Muksa. And l'chayr, that should be a bigger chiddush. So Amar Abaye, Abaye responds, "Halchi kama einachanami." That's what the Mishnah said. That kol akelim nitolim b'Shabbos d'al sasei imarin afal pish l'sparku b'chol. And even if it already came off during the weekday and it might be a potential problem muksa, we still say that it's batal agav the main kli, and you could be nitolim b'Shabbos. You could actually move them on Shabbos as well, because the word of b'Shabbos in our Mishnah is actually gurus, even though we have it in parentheses, but that is not actually part of the gesa. And therefore, we have two different ways to learn the Mishnah. The Gemara continues. Tada, but we learned delish. If you have a door of a carriage or a trunk or this movable closet that was light enough to move around, you could take them off of the hinges on Shabbos. However, you now put them back on Shabbos. However, of a chicken coop, you can't take them off and you can't put them back. The Gemara says, I understand the concept by a chicken coop that you can't take them off or put them back on cassava, because he holds very simply, since the chicken coop is attached to the ground, therefore it's considered like kaka, and therefore yesh binyan b'kaka, yesh steer b'kaka. We have a standard in that there's always a problem of binyan steer and kaka, and that's why both are also El Shal Shidim Shal Tevi Shal Migdal, which is not Kaka. My Kesava, what does he hold? E Kesava Yesh Binyan Mikalim. If he holds that, there's the Din of Binyan Mikalim, and that's why you can't put it back on, because it would be considered Bayna. Then we always hold Yesh Tir Mikalim. Then also you should be able to take it off. The Ain Tir Mikalim. And if the reason why we said you're allowed to take it off because there's no problem of Tir Mikalim, then we also hold Ain Binyan Mikalim, and you should be allowed to put it back on. On the Bayit Gemara says La Olin Kesava Yesh Binyan Mikalim Yesh Tir Mikalim. Really, there's a problem of Binyan and of Tir Mikalim. This shenit lekama. Abaye responds that we're not talking about a case where it's a question if you're allowed to take it off and put it on. It's a question of binyan and sira. We were talking in a case where it was already taken off. Either it fell off on Shabbos or if it was taken off before Shabbos, then the question is, can you put it back on? That we say that yesh binyan bekalim, and therefore you can't put it back on. Now the lashon of the brisa was that dela shel shita shel teva shel migdal neitlan avaloi machzirin. So zok rava amli rava shtei shuvas dava. How can you Abaye tell me this pshat in the brisa? First of all, chada the neitlan ktani. It says the word that you're taking it off. So it's mashma you are taking it off on Shabbos. Va'oid my avaloi machzirin. It shouldn't say avaloi machzirin. Say if it was in the tone that ain't machzirin. What's avaloi machzirin? It's mashma is talking that you actually allowed to take it off, but you're not allowed to put it back. Elam rava kasava ain't binyan became the ain't sir became. This no problem of taking off or putting it on midraisa. The gzeira shemi iska. Over here, there's a problem that maybe when you're putting it back on the hinges, you want to make sure it stays on well, and you'll use some sort of pegs to keep it on well, and therefore the real problem. It's a gemar malacha of the chay mishum makav patish, like Rashi explains. The gemara continues. The mishnah said neitel adam kornos l'fatzeya b'yis hagoyz. You're allowed to take a hammer in order to break nuts and crack open shells. So gemara says amar Rabbi Yehuda da Meir says kornos hagoyz. You're allowed to use a hammer which is used four nuts, lefatzeya by esagoyzim. So therefore, it's a klishim malachta leheta, and you're allowed to use it for the nuts on Shabbos. We didn't make an issa of using a hammer on Shabbos. Avashalom fachin, but if it was a blacksmith's hammer, which is a klishim malachta leissa, even though now you want to use it for something muta, since the standard of this is, like Rashi says, the ikra lemlechas issa, therefore you now use it, loy, we're not allowed to use that for the nuts. Kasava, davashim malachta leissa, afil tzarech gufay, also, even if it could be something that you're going to use for something that's muta, it's still going to be also. However, Amalei Rabbi, Rabbi says back to Rabbi Yehuda, Elame'ata, Sefer Dutani, Beserachas, Besamalges, Losses, Olav Lakotin. Rabbi says to Rabbi Yehuda, I understand all the cases of the Mishnah, we can explain it. It's talking about some sort of a kli that's Malachta Leheta. However, in the case where you have the winning reshavel or the pitchfork we're using for the child, that case is a very large type of instrument, and that's for sure a kli shem Malachta Le'issa. So you can't explain that case in that way. This is something that's miyuchad always for a cotton that you could call it a klishim lachta leheta. Elam Rabbi says kurish al nafachim. Actually, a chiddush on the mishnah is that's a klishim lachta leissa, and still you're allowed to use a lefatzeya baya geizen. Kasava Rabbi holds, and we turn to Kav Gimel Malav David Shem Lachta leissa letzayach gufim muta. Even though this thing is generally used for something usa, but if it's being used letzayach gufay, it's something muta like cracking open nuts. Therefore, it would be muta to be metalto this kli, and it's not considered muksa. We stop over here.